This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, October 16th. God's word to you today is, ready? Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 18, verse 18, the New International Version, and it says, a certain ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The scripture describes this man as young, rich, healthy, and in my opinion, full of vitality, and he was a ruler. It is possible to be rich and be sick, or be rich and not have authority. But he was young, he was rich, and he was a ruler. He was recognized in the community. He was probably benevolent, and it appears that he was going to church with his family every Sunday, and would occasionally attend midweek services. And he comes to Jesus asking for a checklist. Give me a checklist. I am up for the challenge. What must I do? Just give it to me, and I will tackle it to inherit eternal life. Interestingly, Jesus says to him, but to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not commit adultery. The man says, that is commandment 7. Done. And Jesus says, you must not murder. The young man says, that is commandment 6. Done. Jesus says, you must not steal. He says, steal? That is commandment number 8. Done. You must not testify falsely. Commandment number 9. Done. Honor your father and mother. That is commandment number 5. Done. The man replied, I have obeyed all these commandments since I was young. This is Luke 18, 10 to 22 paraphrased. Notice what is going on in this scenario. Jesus was setting him up to show the depravity of his heart. There are 10 commandments, right? The first 4 are about God. Jesus did not mention any of them. The next 6 are about men. Jesus mentioned the commandments 5 to 9 and stopped. The man said, been there, done that since I was a child. The picture that came to mind while I was reading this is of a patient and a nurse. Before the injection, the nurse rubs the spot with some methylated spirit, and its soothing effect makes you think that perhaps for just a moment, what is coming is not that bad. Not until you get jabbed, at least. Jesus intentionally left out commandment number 10, because commandment number 10 is like going straight for the jugular. The 10th commandment is so important to us. Sometimes God puts the most important things at the end. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.